know, each of us have different things that actually motivate us, get us going, things that matter to us. And I think that's real important to know, because so often we try to focus on the thing that gets us going. I know that a lot of people I know, they are just motivated by helping people. They just love the experience, the feel, the desire, you know, leaving somebody's home and knowing that they're going to be completely changed. That is their thing. I have people that are motivated by the cruise. Oh, my God. People that when they found out about the 10-day Mediterranean cruise, that was it. They were excited. They wanted to do it. The cruise was their thing. And everybody has different things. And for me, what really got me in the very beginning, we had all the wonderful health things that happened with us. And just shortly after we had joined Young Living, we had only been in about 2, maybe 3 weeks. We signed up in February, and in March, Mike McLean came to Detroit, an hour and a half away from us, and he did the Year of Abundance tour. And I remember Brian and I going, and we just wanted to hear more about the company. All we knew at this point was that my stroke damage was gone. I was feeling good. My friends had used a bunch of oils. They were feeling good. We didn't understand the how, the why, the where. Didn't know the company. Didn't know just none of it. And I actually remember it was really kind of funny because the Year of Abundance tour, they were giving away free bottles of Abundance Oil. And Brian and I, you know, we didn't know anything about the company, and we sat there joking with each other on how abundant we were going to be now with our little bottle of abundance. We're like, yeah, because if abundance comes out of a bottle, and you're just laughing and joking, just having a good time, and totally didn't get it. We just really had no clue. And, yes, we have learned a whole lot since then. But anyways, we got there, and we're sitting in the front seat, and Mike McLean gets up there, and he starts talking about the company, and I was amazed. It was so much bigger than what I expected. And seeing our corporate headquarters and hearing about Gary Young and what his vision of oils in every home in the world, and that was something I instantly knew that I could align with, that I wanted to be a part of that bigger purpose. And I was just so thrilled, and I'm watching, and I'm listening, and I'm like, this is great, and I'm taking notes, and I'm chit-chatting with Brian back and forth on the things that are getting us excited, and Mike is talking, and he gets to the point where he starts talking about, he's got a picture of the corporate headquarters, and he starts sharing that there's a way that you can go there and see it for free. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be able to go for free. And I got really excited, and he starts sharing, and he's talking, and what he's telling us about is Silver Clubs. Now, if you've not had the opportunity to go to any of the clubs, I am telling you, it is a life-changing experience. But here we are, he's talking about it, and he's telling us how we can get to Silver Club. And when you go to Silver Club, you get to go to our corporate office, you get to go to the farm, you get to go to classes and hear all kinds of information. There's phenomenal stuff that happens. And he's telling us all about it, and I'm like, I want to do that. And I elbow Brian, I'm like, I'm going to do that. And he's like, okay. And Mike keeps talking, and he says, so you have to qualify as a silver, and he explains what a silver is, 2 executive legs with 1,000 outside OGV, PGV. And at doing that, it takes you to Silver, and you get to go to Silver Club. I'm like, absolutely, I can do that. You know, that's easy. I'm kind of already starting to work a little bit of the math on what I'd have to do. And he says, you have to qualify by next month. And I'm like, what? That is so unfair. I just got in, you know, last month. There's no way I can do that by next month. So now he's talking and doing his own thing, and I've got my pad and paper out, and I'm trying to do the math to figure out, when could I do it? Okay, if I can't do it by next month, then when could I do it? And maybe I could give him that offer and see what he counters. You know, kind of like you're buying at one price, but this is what you can do, and you just do a counter. That's exactly what I did. I'm sitting there trying to figure it out. And as I'm running the numbers and figuring out what a 5,000 leg would be with your, and what I would have to do, and the average person that we had signed up to this point had spent about $300 on this first order. So I'm doing the math, and I get it all figured out, and I realize there's no way I can do that by next month. It's not going to happen, but I could do it by the month after that. So I have all that written out. I know what I'm going to do, and he gets done talking. And now, mind you, I've not heard anything else that he said, because I went into my own little world on what the vision was going to happen. So I'm not listening to anything, and he gets done talking, and I shoot right up there, and I introduce myself, and I say, you know what, I love the thought of Silver Club. I want to go to Silver Club. I want to do that. That's going to be fantastic, but we just signed up last month, and there's just no way we can hit it by next month. However, I looked at it, and we definitely can do it by the month after that. If we go silver by the next month, would you allow us to go to Silver Club? And he laughed at me. he laughed. And for those of you that know his, you know, he pulls his hands together and kind of pushes his head back. And he laughs. And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah. If you go silver in 90 days, I guarantee, I personally guarantee you, you can go to Silver Club. I'm like, awesome, that's great. I didn't need to ask any more questions. To me, Mike said it was done, it's happened, good enough. And I leave, and I walk over to Brian. I'm like, ah, he said it's fine. As long as we go silver by whatever the date was, I don't even remember now. As long as we go silver by then, we get to go to Silver Club. And Brian's like, yeah, all right, sounds good. And we leave. We get in the car, and I'm excited. I call up my stalker, and I'm like, Sherry, guess what? He's like, what? I said, I just talked to Mike McLean, and he said if I go silver in 90 days, if I go silver, then we get to go to Silver Club. And she laughed. She laughed at me. I'm like, what? And she said, that's awesome. You know, what can I do to help you? And I said, no, nothing. I got it. I planned out. I figured out what I got to do. I'm like, great. So I get done talking to her, and I'm talking with Brian, and I'm writing down on paper what I'm going to do while we're driving. And I call up Karen Malone and Perry. They had been at the meeting, and they are above Sherry and somewhere in our upline. They're like four above us. And I called her, and I said, guess what? I just talked to Mike McLean. And he said, as long as I go silver in the next night, you know, in 90 days, I get to go to Silver Club. She laughed. I'm like, why does everybody laugh every time I say that? Because, see, all of these people, none of them told me that 90 days of silver was unique. I had absolutely no idea. My vision was, these are the numbers. This is what I have to do. I want to go there. And the reason I wanted to do it that way is because at the time, Brian and I, there was no way that our finances would allow that I would choose to use that money to go to Silver Club, that I would choose to use that money to go to the farm even. They had lavender days. That's not where I would be putting my money at that time. So the only way I could see of me being able to achieve what I wanted, which was I wanted to see our corporate, I wanted to see our offices, and I wanted to see our farm, was to win it. So I decided that was the plan. I'm going to go silver. So I went out there, and I did exactly what I had written down on paper. I knew who I had to talk to, what I had to say, how I was going to say it, what we were going to do. And at that wonderful Year of Abundance meeting, I got to see for the first time the Essential Oils Desk Reference Guide. And wow, did that make things easier. That was just like, it was like, I don't even know. It was like gold. It was just absolutely phenomenal. So I have this book now. I'm excited. We've been doing this for about 4 weeks, and I come back home. I'm excited. And what I do is I copy out of the EDR, actually what I did is paperclip out of the EDR, every one of the 9 oils, the everyday oils. And I went home actually 2 days later and had my first meeting where I had a bunch of the people we had signed up. At that time, we had probably 7 people that came to that first meeting because they all had different questions on the oils, and I didn't know anything. So I used the EDR to teach them what it says about the oils. And we just went through each of the oils, opened them up, had everybody use them, smell them, rub them. And that's how we started our weekly meetings right there, was because it was just more time effective. I only had a few weeks to be able to get to silver. So I identified the 2 people that I wanted to help get to executive, and we partnered with them. And for the next few weeks, we worked full-time sharing with everybody that they knew, talking, contacting, doing everything that we have already talked about to get them there quickly, and we did exactly that. So when we went silver, which we did, we accomplished exactly on the timeline we had planned on doing it. I called up Mike McLean the next day, and I said, okay, so we went silver, so how do we go to Silver Club? And it was just a phenomenal experience. He made it happen. He was thrilled for us, excited for us, and we got to go to Silver Club. And it was not until we got to Silver Club. I mean, and I tell you what, everything else that we do, when we go out there and we're sharing Young Living and we're building and we're sharing our oils and we're teaching and everything, all of that is for everybody else. That is what I'm doing because there's a world of people out there that need to know there's an option. But when it comes to the clubs and it comes to the cruises, that's when it stops being about everybody else and it gets to be about us. It gets to be about us for just a little bit. And it is a phenomenal experience. When we got off the plane, one of the first things that excited me is I felt like a movie star, because when you're walking down the aisle there and you're coming out where you're going to go get your luggage, there's people standing there with little signs, and it says Young Living, Silver Club, welcome to Silver Club, all these little signs, and they're waiting there for you. They're there just for you. And it was just so exciting. So we're chit-chatting with people, and it wasn't until probably about 20 minutes after we landed, we're sitting in the bus, and we're chit-chatting with some of the other silvers that were there, that I had idea that it was unique to go silver in 90 days. Because when people started sharing their stories or they asked how we got there, anything along those lines, and I say that we just signed up a couple of months ago, because at the time when we went to Silver Club, we'd only been in for, what, 5 months? And so when you say that, that gets people's attention. I'd be, what? Like, we signed up in February. And I didn't know it was weird. As a matter of fact, it worried me so much that by the time we went to the reception that night and we're talking to all these people and everybody is just question after question after question, how did you do it in 90 days? How did you? It made me feel so self-conscious that I didn't want to go back down to the reception. I wanted to stay in the room. I'm like, I just can't go. I'm not supposed to be here. They're going to realize I'm not supposed to be here. You know, I don't have my degree. I'm listening to all these people. There's, you know, all these naturopaths and iridologists and color therapists and all of these things that, for the most part, I had never even heard of. I mean, it was really out of my realm of, it was another world to me. And it startled me and it scared me so much. I thought, oh, my gosh, honey, we're so not supposed to be here. They're going to figure it out. I can't go down there. I can't. They're going to tell us we're not supposed to be here. And my husband, God bless him, said, yeah, we did not work this hard to stay in the room while we were here. And he wouldn't let me stay upstairs. I mean, I did not want to go down there. I'm like, I just can't. And we went down there and we went to the reception. And that whole evening, I was very nervous, very uncomfortable. I felt like I just shouldn't be there. And not because anybody put that on me. Everybody was wonderful. They were sweet. They were kind. They were asking questions. The reception was absolutely phenomenal. It was awesome. But I felt inadequate to the task. And it wasn't until that night, the next night actually, Mary Young came out. And Gary was not able to be at that Silver Club, but Mary was. And she came out, and she started sharing. And I got to hear really the heart. That was my first time really hearing the heart of Young Living and what we are about and the reason why we do what we do. And I knew right then that everybody belongs here. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, what your position is, what your health is. None of that matters as long as you're out there sharing and joining in that vision of oils in every home in the world. And it just turned out to be such a wonderful experience. And they take you through classes and information and learning what's the next step, how do I get to the next place. And the classes were awesome, and we got to go to the farm. Oh, my gosh, being at the farm, being at Young Living's farm, if you have not had the opportunity, you need to be able to stand in a field of lavender and remember back to the core in the very beginning how that was just a vision for Gary. All it was when he snuck those lavender seeds out, it was just a vision, just something that he seen, and he ran with it. And he went through so much to bring that opportunity to all of us, and we need to be grateful for what we have and what they have done for us. I mean, it's just huge. And one of the classes we're sitting in, Mike McQueen was up talking again. It happened to be him, and he was sharing, and he was talking about the next step, and that next step was Gold Club. And he said, he's talking about Gold Club, and it's going to be in Florida. I'm like, ah! I have never been to Florida. I would love to go to Florida. And he says Daytona Beach. Oh, I've heard of it. It'd just be awesome. I've heard of it. I want to go. That would be awesome. And he says, and now all you have to do in order to do that, you have to qualify next month. And I went, next month? They should have had Silver, you know, separate, a couple months apart so you've got time to get to Gold. There's no way. It's July. I got to qualify by next month. And I'm writing the numbers down. I'm like, okay, you know, I'll do what I got to do. And I'm sharing with him, and I'm talking. I'm like, okay, we can do this. And I talked to Mike afterwards, but I want to go to Gold Club. I absolutely want to go. And I didn't even know there was an option of Gold Club. You know, I was so sad I'd just get to Silver. I didn't realize that there was another stop. There was another stop after that. And we worked our hidings off. He had to be qualified by August, and I worked it. I went back home, and I did everything I was supposed to do. And one of the legs that we had helped to get to executive about a week and a half after we got home had – first, that was their first introduction to Quack Watch, and I had never heard of Quack Watch, and I had no idea, but she called me up, and she said, we're in this horrible business, and I can't believe this, and she just tells me all these horrible things that was on that stupid website, and she gets done talking, she's like, what are we going to do, and I said, you know what, I have no idea, but I will find out for you, and I'm here to tell you that even if Satan will twist something that's good, even if that's the case, these oils are phenomenal. They are life-changing, and I will always use the oils, but I will find out the answer on the Quack Watch. And so I very quickly did some calling, finding out some stuff, see what I could find out, did some research. And by the time I called her back, which was only a matter of probably 8 hours, 7 hours later, when I had all the answers for her, she had already called every single person that she personally knew in her organization and told them that they needed to get out, that the company was a big rip and all these different things. And just totally destroyed that entire executive leg and all the everything that we had created, the momentum, she had just tore it apart. So when I talked to her 8 hours later, and she realized that the company is wonderful, and she really got the truth on what that was all about, it was too late to bring that momentum back. So here I am, determined that I'm going to go gold by the end of the month, and I have an entire executive leg that has just kind of dwindled itself because of negative thought. And so I keep working. I'm not going to give it up. And I'm working with her, but I'm also working with a couple of our other legs, working with some of our other WIP. And we end up not making it. In August, I did not go gold, and I was so disappointed. So here I am in September, because September was gold, was Grand Convention. It was my first Grand Convention. We brought with us about 70 different people. We all drove vans, and we just had a wonderful time there, and everybody was happy, and I am bummed out depressed. And I bummed out depressed because I had wanted to be gold. I really had visioned me walking across stage as silver and gold at the same time, and that I wasn't going to hit that, and that that meant I wasn't going to go to Gold Club. And I'm listening to all the speakers and stuff that's going on, and it was probably, I don't know, 8 hours, 7 hours into Grand Convention, and Gary Young really starts talking, not about hype, not about anything, but his heart. And the same thing that happened to me at Silver Club, listening to Mary and the belief, that was my first opportunity to hear Gary Young. And I realized very quickly that it had nothing to do with the club. It had nothing to do with the rank advancements. It had nothing to do with that. That what I was a part of was so much bigger. And he really expanded my vision of what I could do in Young Living and the life that I could change. And it just got me, just motivated me to total new heights. And while they're talking and other speakers are coming up, I'm making lists of what I want to do and what I want to accomplish and how I would go about doing it, and think of the different people that had come to Grand Convention and how I could help them. What could I do to help them be able to hit the next level? And we went home that month. Actually, I talked to Mike McLean there at conference, and I said, you know what, I didn't hit it. I know I was supposed to hit it then, but is there any chance at all, if I hit it in the month of September, that if we go gold, that you would allow us to be able to go to Grand Convention? And Mike McLean this time didn't laugh at me. This time he sat there very serious with me, and he said, Shannon, it had to be by August. You know, I understand you're really trying and you're doing it very quickly, but really there's a deadline, and it has to be done by the deadline. And I said, I can appreciate that. I said, but I'm going gold this month. And he smiled, and he said, I know you can, and we can, and we can always talk about it. We can talk about it. All right, and we went home that month, and we worked our high knees off. We shared at ultrasonic speed. We just really, I really believed if I could just do it, if I could get there, if I could share, that Mike would honor that, and he would allow us to go the next month to Gold Club. And we went gold that month in September, and we went to, it was probably 4 days after that, it was in August, September, I'm sorry, it was in October, so October 5th, Mike McLean and Jordan Gould were coming up to do another Young Living conference. And we had a Young Living event, and we had a bunch of people there, and we're so excited. I'm working at the back table, and I had emailed Mike, you know, am I going to be able to go? Are you going to let us go to Gold Club? Because it was in November for Gold Club. And I said, are you going to let us go? Are you going to let us go? Are you going to let us go? And he had not answered me. And he came to the back of the room when Jordan was up there talking, and he let us know then that we were going to be able to go to Gold Club. And it was just, it was so exciting and so phenomenal to be able to have that opportunity. And we were just absolutely giddy. There's no other word for it. We were absolutely giddy. And the experience at Gold Club proved to be so worth all the work that we went through to get there. We got to meet with so many different other leaders and learn. And the details and what Young Living puts into it, I mean, even everybody's room there at Gold Club, we were right there on the beach. And it was your room, and then it was the pool, and then you could see the beach. And we were right there. And everybody's room, everybody that I spoke with, every single person's room faced the beach. Those are the kind of details that Young Living took care of. And when you walked into your room, there was a beach bag. It was a beach towel. There was Mincha Red. There was Lavaderm. There was all of these different products. They're just for you. And Silver Club, we learned a lot. There were lots of classes, and Gold Club had classes. But beyond the classes, there was also time just to play and to get to know one another, and we got to go on the beach, and we got to walk along the beach and realize that this is the lifestyle that we were going to have, that our lifestyle was to be completely different. And that's what that roadmap to success is. It's an opportunity for you to realize that you can be something more than what you are. They're available. I mean, they're extras. That's not your income. The income has already been talked about. This is extra stuff that you can go to learn and to be rewarded for the time and the effort that you put into it. And the relationships that I've made at the club have just been phenomenal. You know, we have friends all over the world now because of Young Living and the friendships that we have with other leaders. In addition to that, there's Platinum Club now. Platinum Club is a new thing that they've got going on. And in order to go to Platinum Club, you had to qualify for Platinum by last month. And they're going to Ecuador. Can you imagine? They're going to Ecuador for 5 days in Ecuador. And Gold Club this year is in Sedona, Arizona. Anybody really wanting to get there to Sedona, Arizona, you know, you need to find out the qualification date for this particular year. Here we are in 2009. In 2009, you have to qualify as a gold by the end of September. So if you qualify for gold, you're going to go in November to Sedona, Arizona for just a beautiful, wonderful experience. And then there's Diamond Club. As if everything else has not been phenomenal, every time I get to run into any of the Diamonds and I ask Harry, you know, what was Diamond Club like? And Dr. Marcella, what was Diamond Club like? Because, you know, obviously the clubs are something that does it for me. I enjoy that experience. And I know that in April, the Diamonds are going to, unless I'm mistaken, Thailand. April 2010, they're going to Thailand. What a beautiful, wonderful opportunity. And Diamond Club, unlike all the other clubs, is just for fun. They go there, and they are pampered, and they are taken care of, and it's all about them. It's just for fun. And then there's the cruises. That's a part of it, too. If you are not working right now to get yourself on that cruise, then you need to start now. Look at whatever the incentives are, what they have for qualifications. And it's easy. When you break down, all that you have to do goes back to sponsoring and sharing and the matching bonus and the team performance bonus. Those are all the things that you do in order to get points for the cruise. You can be there. It's a reality. If you want to be there, get the vision that you can do it. The vision of what it would be like. What would you like to have happen when you were in Rome? You know, if you're really wanting to get on the cruise, start looking at that. Get pictures of the Colosseum. Get pictures of the different places. I mean, it does not have to be, it's something anybody can do. It's not just the Diamonds that win the cruises. It's not just Platinums. It's not just Golds. I mean, when you're on the cruises, there's executives. There's all different types of people that make it on the cruise because it's just people that are sharing. And you can do that. You can have anything that you want to have. Join with the passion and the desire to change lives. And all of the other good stuff, all of those steps to the roadmap to success are something that's just a just an add-on. It's just an extra, just a moment of saying, hey, you did a good job. Pat on the back. Let's do it. Because we are not appreciated. I mean, the world we live in today, appreciation is very far and few between. I mean, if you get a good job at work, you're like, oh, my boss said, and you go home and you tell your family about it because it's so rare. One of the things that was the strongest impression on me for Silver Club, as silly as it sounds, the first stop that we had, we got off the bus, and we drive over to corporate headquarters. And Brian and I get off the bus, and we're one of the first people through the doors. And we walk through the doors, and you see the big entrance there in the doorway, and there are balconies, and they go up. It seemed, in my estimation at the time, that it was like 10 stories tall. I'm sure it's probably more like 3, but there's a circular balcony on each of those floors. And as you walked in, every single person at corporate was standing around those balconies clapping. And it was just an extraordinary feeling to realize that they are there, they appreciate what you have been doing, and that applause. You deserve to have that feeling. You deserve to feel appreciated. You deserve to be able to go on the trips. You deserve that. And all you have to do is begin sharing. It's one step at a time that takes you down that roadmap to success. And I hope to see all of you at a Diamond Club.